Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alvis moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salmon moves to third. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner throws the ball into Gonzalez, who tags Wirt, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Lump reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Alves moves to third. Wagner moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield is walked intentionally. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is called out on strikes. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan is called out on strikes. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Northrup moves to third. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Wood reaches third base with a triple. Northrup scores. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Indians. Jack Kralik now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 6, Tigers, 6. Don McMahon now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam McDowell pinch hits for Don McMahon. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell bunts, foul, towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Word fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Hargan now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Trasuski pinch runs for Jerry Lump. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Trusewski now playing second base. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan bunts towards the mound. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo is walked intentionally. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 3 in the game. Euler takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Orlando Peña. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Euler moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Euler scores. McAuliffe moves to third. It's 7-6, Tigers. Lee Stang now pitching. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Padres now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trusewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Duke Sims. Larry Sherry now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.